Lagan Lard Butts by Eric Walters. Narrated by Iambic Productions. Published by Orca Book Publishers.
Chapter 1. Back door! Back door! I screamed as I saw the play develop. My teammate Cody turned and stared at me with an open-mouthed look of confusion on his face as his man went back door and scored an easy layup. I opened my mouth to say something, but I stopped myself. Coach had been pretty clear what he'd do if I said anything rude to anybody during the game. I bit my tongue and went to take the inbound pass while everybody else ran to the other end of the court. Taylor, or was it Tanner, was ready to toss it into me. No, it was Taylor. I'd known the twins for 9 years. We'd met the first day of kindergarten, but I still had trouble telling them apart at a glance.
That was pretty impressive, Sam,
Taylor said as he tossed the ball in. You thought that play was impressive? I asked in shock.
Not the play. You keeping your mouth shut about Cody's play. Don't waste your time with Cody, he said under his breath as we started up the court. The only back door Cody knows is the one that leads to his kitchen.
I fought back a laugh. Cody was a little weight-challenged, but then again, the whole team except for me and the twins was challenged in more ways than one. I dribbled across the center. The other team had pressed all through the first half and then stopped. That was only good sportsmanship. They were up by so many points that it would have been rubbing it in to continue to press. They knew they couldn't lose. We all knew that. I'd long ago given up any thoughts of actually winning. Come to think about it, I don't think I had those thoughts even before the game had started. All I wanted was not to lose too badly. Three! I yelled out. Taylor and Tanner reacted instantly, while Cody and Travis bumped into each other trying to get to the same place. I felt like screaming directions at them, or yelling something else, but what was the point? Neither of them was very good, but they were actually the fourth and fifth best players on the team. We didn't have a bench. No, we did have a bench, but the people sitting on the bench couldn't play basketball to save their lives. Tanner cut around the screen. I knew it was Tanner because I saw the number on the back of his jersey. I sent the ball in, and he stopped and popped a shot. It dropped for a basket. The crowd gave a big cheer. I turned and scowled at them. It wasn't our home game. We were so pathetic that the other team's fans were cheering for us. Pity applause. I wanted to say something to them as well. I looked down and saw our coach and my homeroom teacher, Mr. Davidson, and I shut up again. I put my head down and ran back to our end. Zone two! I called out, setting our defense. There was no point in chasing them for the last 2 minutes of the game. Victory was way out of reach. If we didn't pressure them, maybe they wouldn't try to score. We could at least make it harder for them to backdoor Cody again. Their point guard stayed up high away from the paint, eating up time. They didn't need to score, and to be honest, I was happy if nobody scored. I just wanted the game to end so the score wouldn't get any more lopsided.
Campbell!
Coach Davidson called out. He always called us by our last names during the games.
Pressure the ball!
Obviously, he thought we weren't losing badly enough because he couldn't possibly think we could win. Nobody could be that stupid. I moved out toward the ball carrier. He turned his back and he used his body to shield the ball. He kept on dribbling. I wasn't getting any closer. Let him dribble out the clock. He looked over his shoulder at me.
What's a layered?
His question in the middle of the game caught me by surprise. It's the name of our school team.
I know that. It's on the uniforms. I just wanted to know what a layered was. What does it mean?
It's Scottish. It's some sort of weapon, I think. Something they use when there were knights in armor. He passed the ball off.
Lairds, he chuckled. Your team should be the Leg and Lard Butts.
He suddenly broke for the net, cutting by me before I could react. He got the ball back and drove for the open net and an easy bucket. I pushed him from behind with both hands, sending him sailing through the air. He landed face first on the ground, and the ref blew his whistle to signal the foul. At the same time, Coach Davidson yelled for a timeout. I walked over to the bench. I knew what was going to happen.
Campbell, Yart.
I know, I'm on the bench. That was the end of the game for me, but it really didn't matter. With or without me, we'd already lost. Probably better this way, I thought. Now all I had to do was keep my mouth shut for the next 2 minutes. Say nothing to my coach or my teammates, the other team, the ref, or the fans. Just shut up and be a good loser. Since practice makes perfect, you'd think that I know how to be a good loser by now. I should be a perfect loser by now. Our school teams always lost. It didn't matter what sport, basketball, soccer, baseball, volleyball, or hockey. We sucked at them all. I'd been on all our school teams.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?